Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man. Black children, they childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language. Stole again. Who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the lamp for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow. Made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave block. Now we slave to the blocks, on them we spray shots. Leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach stay in a knot. We kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. War! And a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water, it flint the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roads are the help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Avas, Ta-Nehisi's, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes. We refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin. We write our own story, black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that they're important. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and wait and wait and where he come from. And where you come from?
Hot damn, black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherit it from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Linking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it God's speed that we travel at? Endangered in our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project for, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express it too. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing, dude. It makes the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They trying to pipe us to your political parties. Invite us instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights, us. Fought in your wars and our wars. You put a nigga in Star Wars. Maybe you need two. And then maybe they will believe you. See black people in the future. We wasn't sent here to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including black Americans.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And where you come from? And where you come from?
We know everybody's a black American story. 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 Black American story.
Peace. Once again, we're back. Dirty Basement Radio, Jazzle's World. That was Common, Black America. And right now, we're having a little technical difficulty, but I see we got our media queen up on the line. Give me a couple minutes to adapt to the situation. I don't know if the internet is going crazy, but it's not letting me go through. I'm seeing. I don't know what's going on, but we're trying to get things taken care of. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know what's going on with the internet. Also,
I'm
program director. The program director is on the line also.
Okay. And you know, it's
what's
so funny
DJ?
Because
yeah, what's going on with you? We're in the building.
What's up?
Yeah, we're gonna see if we can get the.
Can you hear me, Jazzo?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. It's so funny. I've been trying to get our writer, Samina Mughal, on for like weeks, and I had to keep rescheduling, and now she's on, and we're having technical difficulties. That must mean she has something powerful and something
yes,
to
exactly.
Stop it from getting through.
Because I don't know what's going on my end. It's just the internet is not acting right, no way, shape, or form. And I'm trying to go get everything situated, but it's not coming through.
You may have to talk by yourself there for a whole hour.
Hey, I don't have no problem with that. You know, we make it do what it do. But we got the program director online. He gonna have to have live with me. That's crazy. That ain't up with the devil though. You know what I mean? This is a nice show too.
Jazzo.
Yes, sir.
Jazzo.
I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, just hold on tight for a second. We're gonna see if we can get things corrected on my end. I happen to be in front of the board right now, so just hold on tight and we're gonna see if we can get things rectified. All right, so just give me just a hot second. We're gonna see. We have this 310 area code in the building. Is that your guest that you're expecting?
That's
no,
me.
310. That's Mary. That's out of the porthole.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like everything is all right. You want to see if you could get connected with everybody? I heard Belinda. Is your 310 ready to go, or you still got some?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. She's in the building. It's looking good to me. If you have any situation with the switchboard, just hit me up and you need some assistance, then I'll be in the building.
All right. Definitely. Hey. Well, we're back. I want to apologize for that technical difficulty, but we're back. Belinda, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I'm back in Jazzo's world, and I just want to let you know that my other guests are the fabulous Samina Mughal. She's area code 215, so make sure, you know, that she's patched into us because we definitely want to hear from her.
Yeah, well, Nina's on the line also.
Okay, cool. All right. Excellent. Well, I've been out there shopping. I just want to let all the ladies know that don't have a salon to go to, you will be surprised that JCPenney has a good salon. I just happen to be in the one in Palisades in New York, in Rockland County, the Palisades Mall. And they have a full-service salon up there, and they braid hair, cornrows, you know, perms, everything. And all the new customers are going to get 15% off this month for the holidays.
Mm. I, I did not. This is Mary, and I had no idea that JCPenney had a salon. That's some good thing to know.
I know. I'm not sure if all of them do, but it's all up in the back, you know, like secluded. You definitely would have to know it's up there, you know, to know that it's there.
I know that's right.
And
would you say, Penny, you're going to JCPenney in California, right?
Yeah, I'm in California. I'm still here, haven't left. I'm headed your way this week, actually, on Friday. Headed to the Cuse, Syracuse, baby.
Oh, okay. You going to talk about that during your segment?
Maybe. There is a big basketball game that I am very excited to go to at the Dome in Syracuse. I might throw that in there for sure. But I just want some snow, people. That's all I want. I don't want to come from California and spend the holidays. Last year was 60 degrees at Christmas, and that was not cool. But I hear there's lots of snow there now, so I'm excited.
Yeah, it came down yesterday. I didn't even have anything in my car to take it off with. My husband had my brush in his car, and I'm out there brushing snow off the car. Kind of melted
down. Hey, man, I'm only there for, I think, 9 days. so I want it snowy because then I can turn around and come back to my 65-degree weather out here.
Okay. You're looking at it. She's going to show off, huh?
Wait,
yeah,
Mary, does this mean you have to buy a coat?
No. I'll go home to my dad's house, and I have some stuff there, and I've got, you know, three sisters. I can use some of their stuff. But it does get chilly out here, you know, and I've got some mountains, Mammoth, ski mountains, you know, and I grew up skiing, so I've got some winter stuff out here. But, you know, it doesn't get a lot of use, I'll be honest. So that's why when I come across the country for the holidays, I want me some snow. I don't think that's too much to ask for snow in central New York at Christmas.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. When you live in it and you got to shovel it, and then it's, people are in accidents because they don't know how to drive in it. Oh.
I know. I hear that from my family. They could care. They want. Last year they loved. There was people playing golf on Christmas Eve in Syracuse. On Christmas Eve, they were playing golf. That's just wrong. I mean, that's global warming. Who says there's not global warming? I mean, come on,
right.
Jazza. Work with me here. You agree. You want a white Christmas, right?
Oh, yeah, we would love to have, yeah, a white Christmas.
All right.
But, I don't know. It's maybe you can go to, like, a ski resort because then they have the snow up there. Now, that's where you want to have the snow at.
Yeah,
well,
true indeed.
The reason I love the snow in Syracuse is because it's a lot cheaper to ski there than it is out here, and it's a lot, and it's just easier. I mean, there's a ski hill, you know, 25 minutes from my dad's house, where out here in Los Angeles, you know, I got to drive at least an hour and a half, and trust me, the prices are, you know, three times what I'm paying in central New York. But where I'm paying is the plane ticket, because to fly from Los Angeles to Syracuse at Christmas is insane. I could take my kids and myself to Hong Kong for cheaper than I'm flying to Syracuse.
What?
Yes.
It's like
yes.
That?
Don't even ask. Don't even get me started. That's why I'm not paying all that much. To be with my family,
look, ladies,
they're better.
We're going to go all up into that. Let's go right into the segment, because we're going to have people mad at us in a minute. But let's go right to Herb Daly, because I heard you got a nice guest today, Valinda. Your guest?
Oh, my goodness. She is fabulous. You know, Herb Daly is the voice of the multicultural woman, and she is definitely right there on the cusp of being that voice. She has a monthly newsletter that's called the Mughal Mission, and she is on a mission. So, you know, she's written a lot of thought-provoking articles for Herb Daly, and I just wanted to bring her on so, you know, we could just hear her voice and see what's going on. So, Samina, are you there? I'm here. How are you?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Glad to be with you all.
Yeah, I've been trying to get her on for weeks, and I was like, please, God, don't let this show not go on because of technical difficulties. So I'm so glad to have you on the show. And just tell us, tell us a little bit about your newsletter.
Well, my newsletter is just to keep my readers and well-wishers informed of what I'm doing, what events I'm doing, and particularly what blogs I'll be writing, because I blog regularly and I just love to write. I write everything from fiction to socio-political commentary. So you never know what's going to speak to me on a particular week and what's going to be in my blog. So that just keeps my readers up to date on what's going on with me.
Excellent. So what topic did you want to discuss?
Well, I wanted to talk about some of the articles I wrote for Her Daily. I wrote two that really spoke to me. One was about the March of Hope in Israel. It was Israeli and Palestinian women coming together, and it was called the March of Hope. And it was done by this organization called Women Wage Peace. And this was a few months back, but I thought it was really important to talk about. And I got a lot of good response from it, but I just feel like so many times we're focused on the negative, and this is a positive thing that women were doing for peace. So I really wanted to highlight that and talk about that. And then another article I did for Her Daily was Seven Multicultural Female Entrepreneurs. Again, I really wanted to highlight what women were doing, and these are just powerful, take charge kind of women. So that's just a sampling of what I do. And I also have two books out that are fiction, and they're my homage to Arabian Nights. So basically, that's what I do, and that's what I'm about.
So tell us about the books. What inspired you to write the first book?
Well, the first book came out of my teaching. I used to teach English language learners, and I've taught Arabian Nights to English language learners as well as English students, and I had my students write their own Arabian Nights story. So one day I just sat down and I thought about it, and I said, I love to teach Arabian Nights. I love to read it. It's what my passion is in terms of literature, so why don't I write my own story? So that one story that originally was supposed to be a birthday gift to my niece, and never made it to her because the main character is her name, and the main character is based on her. So it never made it to her because it made it into the book. So that one story, yeah, I kept going, and I wrote nine more stories after that, and then I wrote another book after that. So like I said, I love to write, and so however I can spread light through my writings, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, well, you're doing an excellent job. Where can our listeners get a copy of your book?
They're available on Amazon.com, and the first book is available through Laredo Publishing, but anybody can get their hands on it through Amazon. And Siddiqui Brothers, The Siddiqui Brothers in Cairo, my second book, that's available on ebook form as well.
Well, what's that one about?
That one is a spinoff of Scheherazade's Daughters. So basically, the three characters that I created in one of the stories of Scheherazade's Daughters, I basically call them rock star scientists. Like, they were so eccentric and so out there, but also very feminist in nature, that I just gave them their own story. They were probably the most fun characters I've ever written, so I couldn't help but give them their own story. But the common theme with both books is that there is definitely a feminist undertone and a championing of women, because I intentionally write strong, independent, intelligent characters who just want to be free to be who they are. Like, that theme comes up constantly in my writing. Excellent. Excellent. I just love it. It's excellent. Everybody can get this, like, for Christmas presents or something, and it's stocking stuffers and put it in a book. It is small enough
yeah.
to put it in a stocking, isn't it?
Yeah, true indeed. I'm liking that. I'm liking that. And keep up the good work. You're writing so many books. Any bestsellers? Bestsellers? Are we talking about here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Congrats.
Yes.
Congrats.
Thank you. Well, they're getting there. They're getting to where I want them to be. And I just, you know what? I just have to. So I'm gonna keep doing my thing.
Yeah,
okay.
You got to. You got to. Don't stop. Don't stop for no one. Don't stop for no one. But you can stay on the line with us, and we're going to take a break right now. I want to welcome everybody back. Excuse us for the technical difficulty. Excuse me. I'm tongue is tied. Hey, this is Dirty Basement Radio. You're listening to Jazzo's World. And when we come back, we're going to be doing the sports segment with Mary, the sports queen, straight out of California. We'll be back in a minute, but right now, we're about to listen to something real nice, DJ K Slay, and we'll be back in 2 and 2. Don't forget, this is Jazzo's World.
All that flexing you've been doing ain't gonna get your ass a check.
It's DJ K Slay, the drama king.
All that frontin' you've been doing ain't gonna earn you no respect.
Money can't buy your respect.
Turn the lights up. Pillow talking with them hoes, you ain't even having sex. Keep calm. Cause all that loud shit only show them real niggas you don't really want it. Keep calm. Get money.
30 rounds. AK 100 plus. Better know it's going down. Nigga, think twice before running up. That old school, hey. My time machine. Hey. Hypnotized mind's a dynasty. Hey. I've been a hustler, hey. I take the work, hey. And I beat the block, hey. Like Rodney King. Hey. Back in the day, hey. I was in the street, hey. And the trippy life, hey. Was just a dream. Hey. I was grinding hard, hey. Selling everything. Hey. My track was jumping, hey. Like bear spray. Water whipping, hey. In that whole house. Hey. Cooking up, burning that soul down. Hey. I got that work 24/7. Hey. Nigga, my shots, hey. Don't close down.
Yeah.
I be hustling till the sun come up.
Yeah.
No handouts for none of us. These rap niggas ain't no dope boys, they just put it in they rhymes. Listen close to Juicy J, you might find out how to grind.
All that flexing you've been doing ain't gonna get your ass a check. Keep calm, get money. All that fronting you've been doing ain't gonna earn you no respect. Keep calm, get money. Hello talking with them hoes, you ain't even having sex. Keep calm. Cause all that loud shit only show them real niggas you don't really want it. Keep calm, get money.
Bitch, I'm bounced out. You ain't gotta doubt that. All you gotta do is put your money where your mouth at. One of us can leave the day. We gon' die either way. I'ma push your wig back. First take, Stephen A. I'm from where they need the D. More than they need the A. Wouldn't call it competition. These niggas in the way. Who you know that been this nice longer than this? That's cause I'm cut from a cloth that no longer exists. This different lifestyle. Red tops, white towels. When I got the bank, it was hard to put them dice down. All black life, kitchen cook crack life. I don't really know what y'all about, I'm about that life.
All that flexing you've been doing ain't gonna get your ass a check. Keep calm, get money. All that fronting you've been doing ain't gonna earn you no respect. Keep calm, get money. Hello talking with them hoes, you ain't even having sex. Keep calm. Cause all that loud shit only show them real niggas you don't really want it. Keep calm, get money.
I'm going in, I don't need a pen. Every time I sip my cup, it costs me like 10. $100 twister, take your girl faster than twister. Only comp I got is when I'm looking in the mirror. Red eyes, I devise the plan from hand to hand. I'm so fresh, I am like a walking mannequin. Rack, got them looking like hammer pants. I can trap and talk about an ambulance. I am who for me, I run the street. Pockets obese, my bitch petite. Talk is cheap, but I won't buy it.
No.
Got some good pussy, I'm gonna try it.
All that flex
flexing you've been doing ain't gonna get your ass a check. Keep calm, get money. All that fronting you've been doing ain't gonna earn you no respect. Keep calm, get money. Hello, talking with them hoes, you ain't even having sex. Keep calm, cause all that loud shit only show them real niggas you don't really want it. Keep calm, get money.
We get money, we get money. Well, welcome back to Jazzo's World, Dirty Basement Radio. And right now we're about to go into the sports segment with Mary, the sports queen. Mary, what you got today
yes,
on eSports?
Well, I'm a
professional.
There's some good stories happening last week in sports. I think I'll start with football, college football, even though it's pretty quiet right now because the bowl games don't start until this Saturday, the 17th. But, man, once they start, there's 41 bowl games. Runs through January 9th. So starting this Saturday, man, you can turn on your TV and pretty much hit a bowl game probably every day. And, I mean –
Hello, hello, hello. I think we're going through some difficulty. Mary, I don't know what happened to Ms. Mary, but
I'm still here.
I know you're still here. Hey, we gotta keep on going. So I don't know what it is, but the devil working overtime today trying to stop progress, but no way, shape, or form. You know what I mean? That doesn't don't happen there, but hopefully we'll be getting back to Mary. I don't know what happened. Would you say, Belinda?
I gotta have my sport, so we gotta, you know, find out what's going on.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, we're gonna touch bases again, but Mary just got back on the line.
Yeah,
Mary just got
I'm
back
here.
On the line and, you here, baby girl?
I'm here. It's those gremlins, right, Belinda?
yep,
the gremlins.
It's the grandma. All right, I'm going back to college. I'm going back to the bowl games.
Go ahead, go back to what you were talking about.
Okay, the bowl games that are starting, and man, they're just some crazy names. I don't know if you follow them. There's the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's played in Idaho. That's a good one. And then, there's the Hawaii Bowl in Honolulu. So which one would you rather play in? The Potato Bowl in Idaho? For the Hawaii Bowl in Honolulu. What do you think?
The Hawaii Bowl.
Honolulu.
Or maybe the Buffalo Wild Wing Citrus Bowl. Yeah.
That'll work,
too. I guess you get all the Buffalo wings you can eat at the old Buffalo Wild Wing Citrus Bowl. But, there's 41 of them. It's kind of crazy, but, you know, it starts this Saturday and runs through the national championship, which is January 9th. Also in college football this week, the other big story was the Heisman Trophy. That is given to the top college player who shows diligence, perseverance, and hard work throughout the season. And this year, Louisville sophomore quarterback, Lamar Jackson won it. First time anyone from University of Louisville won. That was exciting. And, you know, I love watching when those big old football players get up there and get all teary and sentimental and thank their moms. It's kind of just sweet and fun to watch. And his mom, because I just dream of my son someday getting up there and thanking me for, I won't hold my breath, but, you know, a girl can wish. And Lamar's mom, she was his first coach, and she got the pads on and the helmet. I mean, she went through it all to get her kid into football. She's still in youth football coaching, so that was kind of cool. So that's it for college football. On to the NFL. I don't know if you guys watched any games this weekend. I think the big game was the Giants, New York Giants Cowboys. I saw a little snow on that field in New York at MetLife Stadium, so I won't go back into the whole snow thing again, but but that made me happy. The Cowboys, they've clinched a spot in the playoffs, but if they had won last night against the Giants, they would have clinched first place in a first-round bye, but it was not to be. The Giants won it. Cowboys have only lost two games this season, and both of them to the Giants. So your Giants, I'm calling them your Giants because your Phillies are out. So now it's your Giants. They're
well,
still
look,
in
that's
it.
Well, look, that's my second team.
It is your team. Okay.
Yeah, you can't forget it. I told you that when we were talking last time.
I got a hockey team too. I just love it. So you're not Philly at all. There's no Philly for you.
I'm more or less raised in New York, but I definitely show them love, but New York is always my second home because I've been here since I was a little kid. My grandma lives up there, so I still love the Queens 196 in Linden all the time. So you know what I mean? It's like my New York boys they doing what they do. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, Philly, they're gonna be hot. They got a lot of rookies and everything, and they're not ready. They're just not ready yet. They should have really got some wide receivers on their team. You know what I mean? They don't have the wide receivers. The running backs are.
And their season's pretty much done. I think they're probably turning their attention to next season and what they can add to that roster to have a better year. But you're right.
They got three more games left. And even then, you never know because everybody playing so crazy.
It is crazy.
You never know.
Huge win for the Giants. Big win for the Giants. Got to give them some confidence for sure. And it also gives them a 2-lead game in that playoff spot. And in fact, they could clinch this weekend. Their first playoff appearance since 2011, Jazzo. I didn't know that. I couldn't believe it was that long since they've been in the playoffs. But they play the Lions this weekend.
They don't beat Phillies. And then I think they still got to play. They still got to play the Redskins. So shoot, they can clinch. They definitely can clinch if they win this week.
They could clinch this weekend if they beat the Lions. But the Lions, man. They had a comeback win yesterday to win their fifth in a row by beating the Bears, and they are right in the hunt as well. The NFC is just
8-4. Am I right?
Say again.
Aren't they 8-4?
I didn't hear. Who,
8-4.
The Giants. Is that who you're asking, or which one are you asking about?
No, Detroit. Detroit. The Lions. They're 8-4. Am I right?
They are 9-4. 9-4.
Oh,
they're at the top of the.
No,
they're doing really well for sure. So that's why that Giant that Giants Lions game is going to be great next week. So anyway, football. It's the NFC. It's just such a tight race, and every game, it means something, and it's fun to watch. I mean, Atlanta. They killed my Rams yesterday, and they have a slight edge over Tampa Bay. It's weird because they both have identical overall records, identical conference records, and they're 1-1 against each other. So they are dead tied, but Atlanta's ahead because they have a better record against opponents outside the conference. So the NFC is pretty tight. It's fun. Now, tonight on Monday Night Football, we got the Patriots. And the Ravens and the Patriots, they're on a 3-game winning streak, and they can clinch first place in a first-round bye if they win it tonight. So football, moving along. We're in week 14. We're heading into week 15 with the Super Bowl not till February 5th, but good stuff going on. We'll move to the NBA and your Knicks. Let's talk some Knicks, man. Well, actually, let's start with Clay Thompson. Let's start with Klay Thompson of the Golden State Warriors. That was the big story last week. Klay Thompson scored a career-high 60 points in a game last week. And it was the cool thing about it was that he scored 60 points in 29 minutes. I mean, his coach took him out at the end of the third quarter because Warriors were killing the Pacers. So, you know, you take out your good players. But I don't know, man. If I was Clay, I would have been a little irritated. If he had stayed in that fourth quarter, he probably could have broken all kinds of records.
If he had 16, he could have went further. Shoot, he could have had you know, I mean, the Philadelphia legend,
Wilt Chamberlain.
Maybe gone to
that Wilt Chamberlain 100. I think it was Wilt.
Yeah, he could have broke out of my eye. Y'all going to let me play.
That's got to be tough for a coach. You know, this summer, I remember there was a Dodger game, and one of our pitchers, he's an older pitcher, too. He's in his 30s, and he had a no-hitter going, you know, into the eighth inning, and the coach took him out, you know, because you got to watch his, for whatever reasons, you know, for his pitch count was probably high, and, you know, you got to watch his arm, et cetera. But he had a no-hitter going, and, you know, not many people throw a no-hitter, especially when you're in your 30s. I mean, you're kind of coming to the, you know, end of your career. And so he didn't seem, you know, he didn't give bad mouth the coach or anything. And the coach said it was the hardest decision, one of the hardest decisions he had to make in coaching is taking him out, but he had to do it. And that's a bummer, man, when you got a chance to do something special, but you got to come out. So that's sports.
Yeah.
That's sports. So anyways, Klay Thompson, yeah, that was – he had a big game. And then what was it? Oh, yeah, the Knicks-Cavs. Remember when we talked about LeBron calling out Phil Jackson, the Knicks GM, for using the word posse? When he talked about LeBron and his management team, and his management team includes his good friends. So James didn't like that. So everybody was, you know, eagerly awaiting when LeBron go to New York and play the Knicks. Well, that happened last week, and LeBron wasn't talking posse at all. The media tried to get him to talk about it, and he didn't want to talk about it. He did his talking on the court when they, killed your Knicks, unfortunately. 142. But in another little side note to that game was that LeBron and a few of his teammates refused to stay in the Trump Soho Hotel. You know, all these hotels are booked way, way in advance when the schedule comes out. So LeBron, you know, little silent protest there as well, because usually teams, you know, it's unheard of, really, for teams to stay at different hotels. The coaches and the players all stay at one hotel, but LeBron and a few of the players were like, yeah, no, we're not staying in a Trump hotel. So some of them stayed somewhere else. And in fact, there's a few teams that have switched their hotels from Trump hotels. So it's just an interesting time right now in sports and in politics and – and I don't know. Well, what do you think about that?
It's definitely. I mean, because they didn't switch to so many teams up. They didn't do so many trades. You have so many new rookies on a little bit of all the sports. And then there's so many rules now. Like, when you're coming up, they really play. Like, now it's like, oh, he touched his shoulder, or he put his hand on his finger. I'm like, what the hell? Like, play. Like, who is it foul for this? Is it a rule for that? You hit him too hard. And I'm like, oh, God.
That's
crazy.
You want the players, you know, to be safe, of course. But sometimes, especially in the NBA, you know, they get a little ticky-tacky. But you know, I was watching the hockey game, the Kings game yesterday. The LA Kings were playing the Ottawa Senators, and the game started off with just this brutal hit into the boards, you know, and it's such a violent game. And the whole, and in football with the concussions, you know, every time I see those big hits, it just makes me cringe because, you know, knowing what could happen down the line. So I guess it's a fine line where, you know, you want the players to be safe, but you don't want to take fun out of it, but kind of the fun out of it, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, what else do we have here? We've got what else happened in the NBA?
I'll
tell you what's interesting in the NBA last week. We had Coach Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors. We were just talking about him, how he took out Klay Thompson in that 60-point game. He came out and said that he had smoked some marijuana he had back surgery and that it really helped him. He wasn't a big fan of it, but it did help him with pain management. And we had another NBA, former NBA player come out and talk about marijuana use in the NBA and how he saw teammates use it to deal with pain management as well as anxiety. I don't know. Another question for you too, Belinda. You know, the NBA is pretty lenient on the marijuana use. They don't test for it too stringently. They're more concerned about performance enhancing drugs, just like Major League Baseball. But football, you know, the NFL is really strict on it, which I think is just insane. I'd much rather have someone using marijuana for pain management rather than the opiates, you know, getting addicted to Oxy or whatever. What do you guys think? I mean, it's pretty controversial subject. I don't even know. Are we allowed to talk about it on Jazzo's World?
Yeah, we are.
Hey, that's the whole concept of Jazzo's World, to educate, make results, and change lives. But what are you just talking about? I don't know. It's like a hard situation because then they're doing so much with marijuana. Then you got certain states that legal marijuana and things of that nature.
Right.
So that's almost like, I don't know, that's kind of like being a cat and a dog. You're like, damn, like, how can you say one thing and then you do another? You know what I mean? And a lot of these players, they want them to be role models. No, when the role model back in the day was father or the uncle, the grandfather, or the preacher, the policeman,
right,
the fireman, the mailman, somebody,
right,
somebody that was close to you that knew something about you. Now they're trying to put it all on these sports characters.
Athletes,
as far as,
yeah,
the basketball, the football, even go far as Tiger Woods. You can't, they can't raise, they're not raising your kids. You can't put all that on them. They got enough on them trying to be successful and trying to win and keep a level of maturity up within them own selves on the court. Then now you got, okay, you know, he's a role model. No, I ain't no role model. That's the title you gave that man or that woman.
Right.
They have enough already,
well,
and I don't really think that's fair. People need to start raising their children and stop worrying about the marijuana and all. They put so much on them. Oh, he was drinking. Yeah, you were drinking too. I saw you at the game. You were drinking right there. The camera was on you. I saw you with the beer.
Well, I'm talking marijuana use specifically for pain management. I mean, not for recreational use. You know, that's a different thing. But to deal with pain management.
Yeah, but even with that. But even with that,
yeah,
it's just like I'm talking about a lot of, I'm just they're players, and we want to you talk about marijuana. They use it for everything. You know what I mean? They're saying they use it for cataract, use it for glaucoma,
right,
and things of that nature.
Right.
And I'll reiterate what I just said. A lot of these other states and cities have legal marijuana.
Right.
So, and it goes right
back.
Right,
especially after this election.
Hey,
I mean, yeah. A ton of states legalized.
Like, leave these players and athletes alone. You know what I mean? You're putting too much on it. It's almost sounding like you're trying to overrule everything, and you're trying to be more or less like this, like Donald
right.
Trump.
Well, there's
himself,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
But there's the sad stories, you know, like I said, the NFL is so strict on the marijuana use. And you have a story like the offensive tackle from the Buffalo Bills, Ciantrell Henderson, and he has Crohn's disease, which is a gastrointestinal condition that's just nasty. And marijuana use really helps him. I mean, it has been his savior. It helps him, but he's been, you know, the NFL tests incessantly for marijuana use. So he was, I guess he was caught once and suspended, and then he was caught again. You know, they tested him and he failed again and had to sit out 10 more games. And if he fails another test, then he's permanently banned. And he's 24 years old. So now at 24 years old, he has to decide, do I stop using this pain management that's really helping me so I can play football? Or do I stop playing football, which is my livelihood and pays for everything, you know, so I can take the medication or whatever that is really helping me? I mean, it's just a yucky situation for him. And who knows what's going to happen. Maybe he'll end up suing the NFL. Who knows? But you're right.
Yeah.
You know, too many mad
rules and regulations. It's too many,
yeah.
too many.
Too many. All right, so we're going to move on. Two more stories here I've got for you. One, a quickie, is the, I've got tongue tied too. the Major League Soccer had their championship over the weekend, and the Seattle Sounders won their first MS Cup Saturday night. They defeated Toronto in a penalty kick shootout after the game finished without any goals. And that is just a crazy way to end a game when you have to go to PKs. It's just fun to watch. I'm glad I didn't care who won because it was very, very stressful. But Seattle, they won their first cup, so good for them. And the last story, quick story I'm going to talk about is just that, you know, the Russian doping scandal. You know, it started this summer before the Olympics, and just last week, a second report came out that added more detail and texture to that first report that came out. And it basically confirmed that the Russians, you know, deliberately doped its athletes and manipulated the system, you know, which just is stinky. You know, I just, they're cheaters. They're hackers and they're cheaters. And I'm really sorry to say that, but they are. And more than 1,000 athletes took part in that doping scheme. You know, some were gold medal winners in the Olympics. And it's just maddening. Can you imagine if you were an athlete that worked your entire life to get to the Olympics and then you lost to someone who you found out later just cheated?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a bummer. So anyway, we'll see what happens. You know, there'll be a lot of decisions. Winter Olympics 2018, you know, we'll see what the Olympic committee does with this latest information, but I think they were criticized for their less than harsh reaction this summer, but it's an ongoing story, but it's a sad one.
Pretty much it is what
so
it
that's
is. We'll leave that there.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thank you. That was our sports with Mary, the sports queen. Hey, sports queen. See, we didn't.
Yes.
You love that name, don't you?
Yes, the sports queen.
I see. But I got to give shouts out to a couple people that I saw that was listening to us. Shout out to H, my nephew. He's been listening to us. And I have my manager phone, my sister. Divine Essence, and she's also an artist and a philanthropist and a poet and so many other things. She has her hands in a lot of different things, so that's a blessing. How you doing, Ms. Divine Essence?
What's that?
Don't be shy. I want to introduce everybody to Divine Essence from the greater Philadelphia area, the model, the singer, the artist, the businesswoman. She got too many titles. Why don't you tell them who you are and in a brief synopsis and take it from there.
Peace, everyone. I had no idea I was going to be introduced to come on the line, however. I think you said enough, Jazz. I'm into a lot of different things, and I'm just happy to be here to take part and listen to the show. I enjoyed it, and want you guys to keep up the good work and continue on. Looking forward
to
more.
That's a good thing. Thank you so much, and that's a blessing. our program director. I want to give mad shouts out to DJ Sincere, and thank you for being so, so good with what you do, because he helped us early in the segment. You know, the devil was trying to mess us up with a lot of this internet. But what we're going to do right
and
now, we're going to a little break.
Excuse me? And his show, Dirty Basement Radio, comes on tomorrow at 7.
Yes,
right?
Yes. It's tomorrow from 6 to 8, Dirty Basement Radio. We're taking over. You know, 2017 is definitely our year, and we're taking over. But before we go into taking over, I just want to take this little break real quick, and we're going to listen to Big Daddy Kane. So go get your snacks, food, or whatever you got to do, the bathroom time, because we're going to give you a little break right about now. This is Dirty Basement Radio, Jazz Blues World. I'm your host, Jazzo Williams, the Celebrity Media King, with Belinda Trotter James, the Celebrity Media Queen, and Divine Essence and DJ Sincere. We'll be right back.
We are preaching a hatred now in our community that must breed self-destruction.
I see the love being shown when I come in here, kid. It's like getting welcome home from a 10-year bit. Glad to see you touching down, ain't gonna be no fucking round. Put that heat to the streets, spit the hottest stuff in town. Bench warmers on the block, gotta sit but not start. It would be an honor for me just to spit for your dog. Ain't no need faking moves, I'm trying to get what you spark. I should have known that you was home when honey nipples got hard. It's like a new world order for the women and men. The only cat that be looking good in linen and tips. Baby girl, your plans might just alter, and your man might Vulture. Saturday night, I'm the man like Travolta. I spit the raw shit, the hardcore shit. All eyes be on me, on some real Shakur shit. The people still screaming, all shit. Cause you see, I set them straight in 88. 02, I blow through, come on.
When people do you evil, it's difficult to love them. And if we have become the number one evil doers to one another, we are preaching hatred now in our community.
Hey yo, niggas know I roll with missionaries to cause obituaries. Mad kids are buried for thinking that they was getting near me. Just like a cherry, the fist will clear me. Have y'all niggas switching scary to get canary, cause this can heavy. Raise up around rodents and bugs, high rollers and drugs. Only moments of love when you blow with your thugs. Walking around nice cold with your mug, with that ghetto like mentality, street life reality. Trying to cop a salary to make cheese long. I'm from Bed-Stuy, baby, represent the East strong. Why y'all haters be singing that Khalid song? Watch y'all wear a G-thong, smack you with the breeze on. Best you be gone, cause for no reason I give niggas more problems than their own knees on. Cut the mustard and the Dijon, I'm coming straight from the Brooklyn region. Always keep the heat on.
The tide of crime and violence that is afflicting our communities throughout America, not by your design, but by the design of the wicked, who are manipulating our ignorance to make us enemies of one another. And we have become so depraved.
Woo! Yes, yes, we're back. Jazzo's World. But I wanted to say this before I forget. I want to thank everyone that's been hitting us up, that's been listening to the show. As of next week, the 19th, will be our last show before the year is over. We will be taking a break, and we'll be coming back January the 9th. We're going to take a break, give everybody a chance to go enjoy their families, be it Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah, or whatever you celebrate. I mean, have a good holiday and bring in the new year, I should say, well grounded and keep your head up. But thank you once again. And Belinda, you got anything to say before we leave?
I just want to say happy holidays. I can't wait till next week. I have some more exciting guests coming up. And I'm going back out to the stores and finish my shopping.
I know that's right. Well, you know I like all black, so I'll be looking forward to my gift. Oh, man. Oh, yes, I can't forget. And, Belinda, I hope you be there. Belinda's also my publicist, everybody, so I got to let y'all know that she's the publicist of the year. And my sister, which is my manager, I love her to death, Divine Essence. We're going to be doing the Philadelphia Black Diamond Fashion and Music Extravaganza February 11th at the Afro-American Museum here in Philadelphia. Do not forget. All right? Don't forget that. And we also just started Jazzo's Angels. So with Jazzo's Angels, we're looking for models from the sizes 8 on up. All right? I'm loving it. I'm loving it. This was a good show. You know, the devil tried to stop us, but, you know, you can't stop anything. Keep your heads up. Stay focused and remember always to educate, make results, and change lives. Because when you do that, you can help somebody else who is down and out and take them to a whole nother level where they'll be doing the same thing. Be an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, and a mentor. So, we're about to be out. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And don't forget tomorrow, 30 Basement Radio, 6 to 8, DJ Sincere. Peace and blessings. Have a good week. All right. We're out.